This is Sugya. That if you find the chametz on Yom Tov, there are various inyanim that might prevent you from doing the beer. Either muktza, or that it's also to make a fire on Yom Tov. But is the sugya talking about that you already did bittul? And you're only dealing with, therefore, with the Derabbanon. We know that the Derabbanon, even if you did bittul, mavel dekazach. I hope we know this. Even if you did bittul, there's still a din to do bedik and beer. And the beis, machlekes Rashi, Tosfos, why? Shema yablochloi, shema lo yavatel b'leif sholem, shema lo yibitel b'leif sholem, shema yimolech al bituloi. And then we have to destroy it. But over here you can't, it's Yom Tov. So you kaifa all of us a kli. Now why are you kaifa all of us a kli? So you shouldn't come to eat it. Frek Rabbeinu David, one second. According to Rashi, we never had this idea yet. According to Tosfos, the whole idea of bedikah beer is Shem Yavi Lachlin. But like Rashi, we never introduced that yet. The Torah says, yeah, we're introducing it now. That there's a Shem Yavi Lachlin. Does the kli that you're covering it with, you're going to cover it only for a few hours, on Moitzi Yontif Avada, Cholamoid, don't start telling, there's no Muksa Cholamoid. And there's no, you're allowed to make a fire chalamoid. Again, it's not a hefker bel chalamoid, but yes, on chalamoid you will burn the chametz. You'll take it out of the house and you'll burn the chametz. I'm a supik. If there's a yid who's, for Krishna, he's marked the 96 minutes. When is he going to burn this chametz? Let's go in a case when you didn't do bittul. Okay, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a deraisa de gabalye raw called rega verega. Why aren't you dealing with it on Yom Tov? Zok Tosfos in Ksubos Muktza. Muktza. Tosfos in Ksubos, he speaks out. Al safire des mitoich, we would like to make a fire. Aba Muktza. Hemidu divreyem. Okay, but it's like 40 minutes after Shkia. There's a deraisa de Baal Yiroh. The Baal Yiroh is continuing into Chalamoy. No, the Yom Tov Pesach. How late is he going to do the beer? Now, the Mogen Avraham brings from the Shloah. Why don't you get a goy? Why don't you get a guy to do it? Shavos v'shavos v'mokah mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says you should send a guy, Taka. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, how could you send a guy? What are you going to send a guy to do? To do tashbisu? There's no shlichus for a guy. I say Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, Afanort, and Shulchan Aruch, and Tav Menvav. A guy can't be your shlich to do the tashbisu. You're going to farpas the tashbisu. No, mission accomplished. He's going to destroy it. I mean, that's also a problem. I think we quoted already. The Sharetzian said it's not such a smart idea to tell the goy to throw it to the river, maybe he won't do it and he'll eat it instead. So we said, okay, great. So we spoke about that. You don't remember we spoke about that? You don't remember we spoke about that? Maybe we didn't. Didn't we speak about that? We did, right? Thank you. Well, the tell the Gesharitzin, don't rely on the goy to throw it in the river. He might eat it instead. Various options, what he means. I think he means he might eat some of it and leave over some of it. But Rabbi Kveg is saying, don't rely on the goy. Because then you're not going to be doing your tashbisu. Very nice, you got rid of the chametz, but you know, it's better, even if you didn't do bittul, and you have a few hours of the rice of the gabal yirah, ba'oinis, and it's kedai, because you want to do tashbisu. Don't just give it to a guy. It's fascinating that this Rabbi Kveg is Rashi Tassai in a totally different sugya. Where is that from? Is that, should we call Brenda? You don't hear anything, right? He's making a chasna tonight. Should I call him?
I got a chasna for 5 to 7.
Yeah, but he's not going to be here. I don't know. I shouldn't call him, no?
Wait, is there anyone else to call? Isn't there one of the other managers over there or the other floor with his fingers?
Burn down. The big guy. I'll tell him now. Okay. This is an unrelated topic, but there's a murder because I heard the Kivegel Shitasi again. The Morgan of Rob and Simon Ray Samach Gimel on a chuppah that's about to be Friday night. That was not. A chuppah that's Friday night, and the kala doesn't want to do hadlakas neris before the chuppah, and things are getting delayed, and it's going to be after this man. So when should she light candles? So the Magen Avraham says, either she should light candles before the chuppah and go like this afterwards, and make the bracha when she goes like this, or have a goy light the candles after the chuppah, and she'll make the bracha as the goy is lighting the candles. Rabbi Kiveger over there, once again, she does like, Ain't shlichus l'nachri. And the first option with the wudu, he doesn't know, so he says, Rabbi Kiveger says, make it tonight. Like before, make it tonight. It's really not our topic. A third Rabbi Kiveger I found. By Karban Pesach, when you have to break the bone in order to get the moyach, you want to get the basa that's in, it's a shayla, so the chaloise, friend Rabbi Kiveger, bring it, have a goy do it. But that's enough for that topic. Now, the kli that you're covering the chametz with in order that you should not come to eat it, is it a black, dark, not see-through kli, or could it be a plastic see-through kli? On one hand, if it's see-through, then you still see the chametz. On the other hand, who cares? The point is it's covered, it's gonna remind you not to eat it. That's also gonna remind you not to eat it. I don't know, but I had a diak. If you want to insist that it's not a see-through kli, Rashi says, we're avad the talking, he already did bittul yesterday, so you're not gonna be over bal yiroah. So I had a ha'ara. Why bal yiroah? If it's covered with a not see-through kli, so that's yachal yatmin, we would daik in Rashi on daf chafalif that yataka only over la yimotze. You're not over la yiroah. Here Rashi would be meduyik that you're over la yiroah also. That's an interesting ha'ara. What? No, but Rashi's saying, why are we relying on this option of covering with a kli? You're still going to be over bal yiroah adai raisa. No, you're not going to be over bal yiroah adai raisa because you already did bittul. You're not going to be over bal yiroah adai raisa because it's covered with a Nazi through kli. You see what I'm saying? Now, there's another diak I saw, one of the achronim, the Or Chada, she's medayik.
I mean, what is clear kli?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Why don't you put up a sign? Yeah, I know. But let me ask you something. Let's say the chametz that you found on, he doesn't like the sign thing. Let's say the chametz you found on Pesach, it's Rabbanut Eilat. You don't eat Rabbanut Eilat. It's Bodl Minei Kol Hashanah. You still have to cover with a kli? The Shem Yavi Lachloi? Chametz Nuksha, the Shem Yavi Lachloi. Pachas Mikazayis. You have to cover with a kli? Shem Yavi Lachloi. It's chametz, but it's raw. You're not going to eat it, raw your tide. So someone said, on Yontif, but maybe you'll bet it. And if it's Shabbos, you have to cover with a kli? On all of these questions, I'm clearing. Do you have to do koifen olives a kli by those aforementioned cases? Not a good hefsher, raw, less than a kezayis, nuksha, make a sign. Now I have a diak in Rashi from the Or Chodesh that I was about to say. Rashi says, don't think we're dealing with a Dairaisa. You know, this is a big machalik Shana. But other Rishonim, we're actually talking about that you didn't do Bittul, and we're dealing with a Dairaisa. And Afal Pike, you cover with a kli. Tyson Ksubis, Muktza cover blocks you from everything. Hemidu Devrei. But Rashi says, no, you did Bittul yesterday. The Or Chodesh is Medayik. Yesterday means literally. I could have said yesterday means last week. He's Medayik Yifra. Are we talking about the first day Yontif or the last day Yontif? I lost him. What? If Esmo means yesterday, then it was obviously the first day Yontif. Says the Or Chodesh, it's bedivduk. Because on Shvi Shel Pesach, you won't cover it with a kli. What will you do Shvi Shel Pesach? What will you do Shvi Shel Pesach? You find Chametz Shvi Shel Pesach? And you didn't do Bittul yet? You'll burn it. You'll burn it. Hare, the chap is that, don't worry, you'll burn it Maitzah Yontif. That's if it's the first day Yontif, because when it's Maitzah Yontif Chol HaMoed, it's still Pesach. Then you're doing Tashbisu. But on Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you're going to squander it in. Now, what if it's in Chutz Laretz? What if it's in Chutz Laretz and you found it Shvi'i Shel Pesach? So, we grab the cleric in Chutz Laretz. What do you do with Chal? You find it on Yontif Shem, even the first day Yontif Shem. So we said, the Mishnah Berurah brings, it depends. If you did Bittul already, and we're dealing with a Derabbanan, then don't burn it on Yom Tov Sheni. But if it's dealing with a Deraisa, then you will burn it on Yom Tov Sheni. I'm telling you now, if you found a Shvi Shel Pesach, and you're going to end up burning it, Moitz Shvi Shel Pesach, which is Achrayim Shel Pesach, but on a Deraisa level, you're losing out, you didn't do it. The Svar of Dar Chodesh, that if you're not going to Chaparayim Tashbisu in time, How would you reckon that if you find it on Shvi'i Shel Pesach? Another Har, what? The Vardat that you shouldn't come to. No, I'm not discussing why you're covering the Kli. I'm discussing about why you're not burning it. There's two sugyas. One is that you're making a conscious decision not to burn it and not to take it out of your house. Then there's a separate thing. After you decided that, so don't just make a sign. It's not enough to make a sign. The Olam is not masking for the sign. You cover the Kli. I'm dealing with the other chalik of the sugya. That forget about making the Kli. Maybe you should hustle and do something. The Bashal of the Svara is that you're going to. Don't nishkefer if you don't burn it now because you'll burn it still when it's Pesach. On Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you don't have that. You don't have that. Now, fascinating Zach, the Ramah says that the minig is to burn the chametz. B'chal, you do bedik at night. When do you burn the chametz? Simen tof memhei, basics, not moitzah chametz beyond it. You do the bedik at night. When do you do beer? In the morning. Says the Ramah, the minig is to do beer by day, not by night. Why? Because we learned that from Noisar, and Sreifas Noisar is by day. Zok the Gra, not like the sugyan davov, that over here, Rashi says, you find it on yontif, and when do you end up burning it? What? I can't hear you. Right away, you don't burn it right away. Oh, on Moitzi Yontif right away. What are you talking about? On Moitzi Yontif right away, at night. Is the Gra being medayik that this Rashi is not like the Ramah? And that, you know what the Ramah would say? Hamoitze chametz b'cholamoy. B'cholamoy. Balayla. Kaifal of a sakli. Wait till the next morning till you're going to do Sreifa. You can't. The Ramah says you have to be hung up about doing Sreifa by day. He says it's not like Rashi that you're doing this Sreifa at night. What do you mean? Over here you're doing it at night because it's a Bal Yeroz, it's a Brent. Maybe that's the time. Maybe that's the halacha. Now there's another issue, Tosis, so much to do. Tosis says, Kaifal of a sakli. Frek Tosis, but it's Muktzah. And Tosis quotes the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak that in Hilchas Muktzah, a little bit, the other was muttering on the Tosis a little bit, there's a din in Muktzah. Everything is Muktzah, okay? Except what's not. Food is not. Utensils are not, and that's it. Now, even a kli, a utensil, it's mavur. You're not allowed to take a kli only if it's litzoyrich, something that's not muksa. Over here, you're taking the kli litzoyrich of something that's chametz, and the chametz is muksa. We said the chametz is muksa. So how can you take the kli? So Taisa says, "Apagav ikla mandam a perakiva ain kli nitel elu dabra nitel ikla leukmi litzoyrich lemkaymon." It's an ukimta that he's taking the kli because he needs the mukim for the kli. Inami. Over here it's mutter because you might come to eat it. Now, it's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Chanan has a kash on this Tosis. Rabbi Chanan says he doesn't understand. When you're taking that kli, why are you taking that kli? So you shouldn't come to eat it. So you're taking the kli for the chametz? You're taking the kli for the mensch? I don't talk about chefetz gavra, this is the ultimate chefetz gavra, but you're taking the chametz to protect the person from not coming to eat. That's not letzoyrich the chametz, which is mutter, it's letzoyrich the person. And Rabbi Chanan Bar Shveri doesn't understand Tosis Kasha. The Velt says, Ulai, that's what Tosis means in the second Teretz. Inami, Hachashari, you know why it's Mutter? Mishum Dilmasi Lamichle, it's for the person that he's not going to come to eat it. You know who didn't understand Tosis like that? Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asked it as a Kasha on Tosis. He didn't learn Tosis like that. How did Rabbi Chanan learn Tosis? He Bar Shveri on his part that you're doing it for the person. He holds when you're taking a cleat to cover the Chametz, you're doing it for the Chametz. So you shouldn't come to eat it. You're doing it for the chametz. And chametz is mutzah. So how can you take the kli? What's Tosis second teretz? Rabbi said this is a crisis. What's Tosis second teretz? Because you're going to come to eat it. And therefore, what rule are we bending? What? Muktzah. I don't get it. Tosis in Ksubis says that even if you didn't do bittul, and we're dealing with a doyraisa dikabal yiroeh, kol rega verega, and there's mitoich, and you're allowed to burn it out mitoich. What's blocking you? Muktzah! And they say, okay, but Lamaisa, I got to cover in this Hilchus Muktzah. Okay, listen, no choice. We're going to bend. What's the deal that the din of Muktzah, that ain't no clean nittel, it's Sayrich Dover and nittel, all of a sudden, bless Breira, no choice. And we bend the rules of Muktzah. But the Muktzah of not touching the Chametz itself, that was so high end that I think it's like, okay. By choice, that's the rules. What? It's a different type of Muktzah. Yeah, it's a different type of Muktzah. If a person, don't ask me, if a person doesn't have a kli. No, it's mukhs, no, this is, chometz is mukhs amachas atzma. But the problem is the kli is a regular kli. You know, someone even told me, it says, Kaifan Olav es Hakli, there's a Gersa. Hakli means you prepare a Kli for it. What?
Muksam Makam Zagupa is a higher level of Muksam. Right. It's more dinim, that it's more.
Right, I'm giving you one of the dinim. That when you find Chametz on Pesach, I'll give you an example, a little complex one of Gabi Pesach. If you find Chametz on Pesach, the Muksa that you're not allowed to touch the Chametz is so powerful, standing, they're not letting you, even though there's a right stick of Al Yiro, and you have a heter of Mitosh, you're a pyro, you're ready to burn us Mitosh, and the Muksa stops you. And yet, the Muksa that you're not allowed to take a Kli, okay, Shemi Abul Achlai. Again, some people say that Tosfos means Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Rabbi Chanan didn't learn Tosfos means Rabbi Chanan's Kasha. Someone asked me, you don't have a Kli. Not a black Kli and not a see-through Kli. You have no Kli. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Yom Tov Rishon, Chametz, either with Bittul or without, parallel, and Shem Yavi La'achla, yeah? Why do you make a sign? On Yom Tov, you're going to write the sign. You prepared it before Yom Tov. What kind of sign? Goldstein, he wants to make signs.
Question.
You don't have a Kli. You don't have a Kli. What should you do now? What? Leave the house. Leave the house. Some people wanted to tell me that the less brave, then you will burn it. Then you will burn it. You'll use the mini. What? You just don't. Okay, yeah. I see the signs. Okay, fine. You don't like the sign. Okay, fine. Say it. Yeah, okay, you're right. Zokti Mar Vayta, we have a lot to do. Omar Rav, Yehuda Omar Rav. Chemtsoi shel nochri, oiseloi mechitza asorot tfochim, mishum heker, v'im shel heker shu'eni tzorach, my time and mibdol piti li'inshimine. The previous Gemara was when you found chametz on Yontif, your own chametz. Where did this chametz come from in the previous Gemara? Well, either you did your best job, but vice versa, it wasn't the best job, or that it's chametz that suddenly was poof created on Yontif itself. You found it, we had a crisis, an issue of muktza, burning it, shemi yavi lachlai, cover with a kli. Now, new topic, it's Erev Yontif, and you have chametz of a goy. You have chametz of a goy. So you make a mechitza asara. There's a machloikis rishonim, what's pshat in the sugya. Rashi learns, or actually, let's say it like that. What kind of chametz of a goy are we talking about? Because as we know, chametz of a yid, let's go according to the Gra, chametz of a yid is, we'll go according to the Gra, you're not allowed to have bechlal, even of a different yid. But chametz of a goy, we know that chametz of a goy, there's 2 kinds of chametz of a goy. Chametz of a goy with kibbol of a chrayis, chametz of a goy without kibbol olav achrayis. Now, Vada, there's a lot of details on kibbol olav achrayis itself. Might mean pshia, gneva, veda, oinus, all kinds. But it's 2 categories. Chametz that's loy kibbol olav achrayis, which is mutter to have in your house. Mutter. Even with the rabbanon. Loy shamanu. Shalchoy at the roi, but the roi shalcheirim. Nochri shenichnis b'tzeke b'yadoy. Ein oizokot levayim. The chametz is there. And then we have chametz of kibbol olav achrayis. Chametz of kibbol olav achrayis, if in the right gather of achrayis, the v'regayim l'momen shver sugya, you're over d'oraisa. The shagasari and emzon, it's the full package. You're over bal yiroh, bal yimotei, tashbisu, loisishchat. There's a geshmak in minchas chinuch. I can't get over the minchas chinuch. He wants to know if you already had chametz of kibbol olav achrayis and then you bought it from the goy. Is that an upgrade? Are you moisef? He has a side. You're not adding anything. It's already awesome. Which kind of chametz are we talking about over here that you're making a mechitza of asara, and what is the mechitza doing? Rashi learns that we're talking about chametz sheloi kibbol olav achrayis. Now, let me give you the facts. Rashi learns we're talking about chametz sheloi kibbol olav achrayis. The Magid Mishnah, as quoted, says that the sugya is talking about chametz shekibbol olav achrayis, and the Ritva, L'chayra, if we learn it up well, learns that the sugya is by both. But let's analyze what is the mechitza doing? What is the mechitza doing? Rashi learns that we're talking about chametz sheloi kibbol olav achrayis, but let's knach it. Because if it's chametz kibbol olav achrayis, what do you do? You don't do a mechitza. What do, according to Rashi? It's Erev Pesach and you have chametz of a goy shekibbol olav achrayis. What?
Burn it.
Burn it? But then the goy is going to be like not so happy. You have a achrayis then.
You got to pay him.
No choice. And that's takoy mechiv to do. But a mechitza asara for sure not. Can you just throw it out of the window and leave it in the street? Not al sirach rais, al the gedorim of chametz shekibbol olav achrayis. Big shaila, the ge'onim, right? The ge'onim and the rosh and all that. But what is Rashi holding up with that? this pasuk. But akoponim, oh, we had a Rashi. Akoponim, Rashi learns that the sugya is talking about loyki belolavachrayis. This is Rashi l'shitasoi in a few places. Rashi earlier by yichad loy bayis. Rashi said yichad loy bayis is only by chametz shall loyki belolavachrayis. Unless you learn that Rashi makes a mapecha. I'm hinting. We remember that before. There are those that say there's a mapecha. L'chayru, we're going to go not with the mapecha. Rashi is consistent. Only chametz shall loyki belolavachrayis. Then there are these new solutions to do, which is either make a mechitza asara or yichad lebayis. What is the mechitza asara doing? What's the purpose of the mechitza asara? According to Rashi, we're talking about chametz shalaki belolav achrayis. What do you need a mechitza for? Shalcha, shalchoy ataroya, aval ataroya shalacherim. Ataroya shalacherim, it's mutar lechatchil, look at it the whole time. Well, what's the problem? What do you need a mechitza asara? What? Shemei avlochoy. So make a sign. I mean, make a mechitz of 9 tefachim. What's this 10 tefach? What's a Hilchus Erevin over here? A mechitz is a different reshus. You know, there's a whole shayla. The mechitz over here, some people have this thing. The mechitz is like, you're not going to come to eat it, yeah? What if it has to be black or it could be see-through? What if it's lavud? It's just lavud strings, yeah? Alamdin sees a mechitz, but he also sees the chametz. Right behind it. What kind of mechitz are we talking about? And more than that, Rashi says Beferish, and not everyone has the girsa, but Rashi's Geiris Mishum Heker, that's our girsa also, not all the Mishayim are Geiris that, but if you Geiris Mishum Heker, so it's to prevent you from coming to eat it. Frek Rashi. How come earlier when you found the chametz, I want to add this, one second. Rashi asks, how come earlier when you found chametz on Yom Tif, and you're not allowed to burn it for those few hours on Yom Tif, and there's a problem of Shem Yavilachloi, so what do? You cover with a kli. And over here, all of a sudden, a new rule. You make a mechitza. Azayfer Rashi. I want to make the kash stronger. A guy has his own chametz. His own chametz. Forget about chametz of another year. I'm going to get to that also. Reuven has Reuven's chametz in his house. What is Reuven supposed to do midaraisa? It's Erev Pesach. Midaraisa does bittul. It's a little chutzpah what I'm asking, but I'm serious about this. Reuven does bittul. Midaraisa, he's good to go. He can invite his friends chol hamoed, and when they say, what's the chametz? He says, I did bittul, right? What was the reason why midarabanan you should do more, according to Tosfos? What? Shem yavilachli. Okay, so make a mechitza asara. Make a mechitza asara. Shem yavilachli, make a mechitza asara. Cover with a kli, make a sign. Mechitza asara. What? No. He did bittul. Chaz, one second. Midai Raisa, bittul's enough.
No,
I want to enjoy the kasha. Midai Raisa, bittul's enough. And Midai Raisa, Cholomoy, your friend comes and he sees chametz all over the house. He asks, what's tutsuk da? And you say, I did bittul. It's offer, it's hefker, bit, it's bottle, it's mushbas, all the different schatz. So then the Rishonim on the base of enough. I'm going back to the first day of his mom. So what was Chazal the hustle to do a bidik and a beer and the whole thing? So Rashi, Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei, Shema Lo Yivat Ablev Sholem, Shema Yishkach, Shema Yimotzei. What does Taisa say? Shema Yovei Lachloi. Now I see here in the Gemara here, for Shema Yovei Lachloi, I see solutions. I see. As ma. This is coming. No. Chametz said he does. I didn't say Shema Du Bidika. He has it. Chametz Yidua. He should make a mechitza. Okay. For Shemi Avi Lachlai, some people say make signs, okay? Let's talk about the ones that Chazal say over here. There's covering with a kli, see-through or not. There's a mechitz of asara, which Rashi's about to ask. I'm trying to get that also. Rashi's telling, what's the consistency here? How come in the first sugya a kli is enough, and in the second sugya a mechitz you need? I'm going to get to that in a minute. But I'm saying there's another level. By your own chametz, Reuven has Reuven's chametz, and with the Rashi did bittul, he's good to go. What does Chazal say? No, we're worried about Shemi Avi Lachlai. Okay, I hear you. We're worried about Shemi Lachlai. What do you want me to do? I have a kli, I have a towel, I have a mechitza. No, we want you to destroy it. So it's three levels. In the previous sugi, the Shemi Yavachli said, suffice a kli. In the middle sugi, we hear a mechitz asara, punkt asara, not nine. 10 tefachim. That's not as for shus. It's that you're not going to come to eat it. The pshat is that when Chazal said bittul's not enough, and it was because of Shemi Yavachli Ochloi, but over there, by your own chametz, what they came and said was, we talked about this on the base, they were misakin that bittul's not enough. That was the gather of the takana. The gather, because they were worried about Shemi Malach, but because of that they said bittul's not enough. choose the other option also, and that's to search and destroy. And Avada, that's what you have to do. And now I have a shayla, and I'm talking not positive about it. Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house. Reuven has Shimon's chametz in his house. Is Reuven over at the Raisa? Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Achronim, the Grod, Tzlach, the whole package. Now, before you say it's crazy what I'm about to say, remember there are shittas to say you're not over at the Raisa. Maybe he's supposed to help another yid and all kind of things. Arevim Zelazer, but the Grod goes and says you are over at the Raisa. Rabbi Isai, Shimon was mevatel. Shimon was vidbitel. Reuven still has it. Why can't Reuven just do a mechitza asara? Why can't Reuven do a mechitza asara on chametz of Yisrael acher? That the acher vidbitel. And I think he can't, but it's something to speak out. That there also, Reuven, like the Gra, is mechayev to destroy it. But now we have chametz of a goy. All of a sudden, chametz of a goy, ten tefachim. Frek Rashi, Marishana. Earlier, a kli was enough. Now, all of a sudden, you need a mechitza. And for Rashi, two terutzim. Either because a kli is only for a few hours. Because you found that on Yontif, no matter how brisk you are, 96 minutes later, after Shkia, you're going to burn it. Over here, it's for the whole 7 days. For 7 days, you need a mechitza. Okay, I'm sorry for getting technical. But what if the goy is coming back in 46 hours? He tells you that, and he tells him, you know, you have to come and says, I'm coming second day on to the late in the afternoon. What? He said, for a few hours, a kli. 7 days, a mechitza. Okay, 2.5 days, a day and a half. Mishnah Berurah talks about it. What? Where's the cutoff line? In Chutz Laaretz, when you find comments on the first day Yontif, and Yontif is Thursday, and it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, 3 day Yontif, you hold, and it's talking about comments that you weren't Mevatel, so you can't burn it even on the second day Yontif. I forgot, comments you weren't even Mevatel. So you have a 3-dayer here. Mechitza. If the bar is a few hours as opposed to 7 days, what about a day and a half, 2 days? The guy tells you, what if it's Shvi'i Pesach? You have to work out those things. Rashi also says that, you know, you can't build a Mechitza on Yontif. Why you're allowed to build a mechitza on Chol HaMoed, I don't know too much about Hilchos Chol HaMoed. Now, Kol Zeh was Shitas Rashi. At the other end of the spectrum, we have the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah learns that the Sugya is talking only about Chametz Shekibol Olav Achrayis. You know why? Because you know what you do with Chametz Shaloi Kibol Olav Achrayis of a Goy on Erev Pesach? What do you do like the Magid Mishnah with Chametz of a Goy Shaloi Kibol Olav Achrayis? No, it's Mutter, Shalchai at the Roya, but you got to do anything? No, loyki below the bachrayis. The Groz that says I'm going to. The Magid Mishnah, sorry, again. The Magid Mishnah says that our sugya, which we're going to be, we have to build a mechitza, is talking about chametz shekibol below the bachrayis. What does the Magid Mishnah hold you're supposed to do by chametz shel loyki below the bachrayis? Remember, hint, hint. Like Rashi, you were supposed to make a mechitza. Like the Magid Mishnah, what are you supposed to do? What?
Shogeg the house.
Why? Shogeg the roya shel chayim. At the roya shel chametz shel loyki below the bachrayis. Covered with a kli. Aye, it's 7 days and the whole thing. The Magid Mishnah doesn't hold of Rashi Shtikl Torah. That there's a difference between a few days, a few hours, and a whole bunch of days. Rashi came with a Shtikl Torah that if it's for a few hours, you do a kli. But if it's for 7 days or more than a few hours, what about if it's like 27 hours? Oh, we asked it already. But that's what Rashi Shtikl Torah was. The Magid Mishnah does not hold that Shtikl Torah. And the Magid Mishnah holds that by Chametz Shaloi Kibol Olav Achrayis, you're going to make a, you're going to cover with a kli. So what is the sugi about? Ooh, the sugi is about chametz shekibol olav achrayis. Now, 1 second, Gaval Bishrig. And according to Rashi, what are you supposed to do by chametz shekibol olav achrayis? A mechitza asara doesn't help. What are you supposed to do but like Rashi by a chametz shekibol olav achrayis? To destroy it. Even Yichud HaBayis doesn't help, no. If you learn there's no ma'pecha, Yichud HaBayis doesn't help. By the way, it's still Erev Pesach. Can you do bittel to the chametz of a nachri shekibol olav achrayis? Well, I don't want to get in trouble with Rabbi Wander over here, but we were timing that it's a machlokes shagasari and ani yontif, but you timing that there's no such ani yontif, right? Not ani yontif. No, because
yes,
you found it. Okay, fine. Okay, but what can you do bittel? Can you do bittel on chametz she kibbol olav achrayis? Now, 1 second. To the heart of the sugya, what is the mechitza doing? Careful. Like Rashi, the mechitza is sach hakol a technical shaloyavi lachloi. Why don't you just put a kli too many days? Why don't you bang the kli in with nails and make a sign? I don't know. Why can't you make a mechitza of 9.5 tefachim? You want to hear alam de shavart? Why not 9.5 tefachim? What? Because like Rashi also, the shema yavi lachloi, when you can't just do a kli because it's going to be more than a few hours, they didn't say bang it with nails, make a big sign. And they said, put it so out of your. Like, put on a different shus. Make a mechitza. that will cause that you won't come to eat it. It's fine to revert the rishus. Again, when it's only for a few hours, you tie cover with a kli. Over here, we need better measures. But what is the better measure? Make a mechitza. Could be a lavad lomdisha mechitza, see-through glass, or even just lavad, maybe works. But it's a mechitza. In the Magid Mishnah, pumfaken. Chametz shaloi kibel olav achrayis. You don't, you just cover with a kli. Chametz shekibel olav achrayis. That's the Ramban Shita, that mechitza helps. Aye, mechitza doesn't help for your own chametz. We spoke it out. Mechitza doesn't help for your own chametz. For the record, Rashi is Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch brings the din of mechitza asara only for chametz she loy kibel olav achrayis. And then we get to the Ritva. The Ritva l'chayra, it's a little choppy, but if you look at the Ritva in the... this Tuti Biramaskals, the Ritva is learning that there are both. And I need help with this. Mechitza Asara is going Sai by Chametz Shekibel Olav HaChrayis and Sai by Chametz Shekibel Olav HaChrayis. And I want to ask a pointed question. What's the point of the Mechitza? That you shouldn't come to eat it or to make it a different Rishus? In the Ritva, for sure, I'm a little bothered. But there's two Dinim in Mechitza. Well, the Kenech we said in Rashi before might help us. The Mechitza is to put it in a different Rishus. Sai by Chametz Shekibel Olav HaChrayis, it will put it, you know, out of sight, out of mind, out of Rishus. And even more so in the Magid Mishnah, in the Kibbal of the Christ, it's in a different Rishus. Frek the Ritva on himself. So how come by the B'nai Chela, they said, Rabbah told them, get it out of the house. So he says over there, they couldn't make a Mechitza. I don't know why not. Listen, there are those that hold, you don't have a Kli B'chlal. So I don't know, it wasn't possible. Unless they bring that the Migdal Oy says that is what it means. It means get it out of the house means make a Mechitza. It means he read along this, make a Mechitza, get it out of the house, make a Mechitza. Now the Gemara for Zoyf, this is a very hard chelik of the sugya. The Gemara says, if it's hektish, you don't have to. If it's hektish, you don't have to. Frek the Rishash, and the Emesis, there's an Arichas about this, and the Achiezer, and other Rafaim talk about it also. When the Gemara for Zoyf, this last segment, im shel hektishu einoi tzarech. Oh, we're talking about, it's chametz of hektish, by the way. Chametz of hektish. Someone thought it's hektish in Islam. There's an issue. By hektish, you got to make a mechitza, so you shouldn't come to eat hektish. Although, the Pnei Yeshua, it's in the Maram Kamis, the Pnei Yeshua asks, it says, hektish you don't need to do. You don't need to do what? You don't need to make a mechitza, and you don't need to make a kli. So where do you leave the chametz? What? Wherever was until now. So Grada, someone tied it to me that if the chametz is on the floor, remember I asked if you have to cover the chametz with a kli if it's Rabbanut Eila? There are people on Pesach, they me'esnes from, you don't eat from the floor. Like, that's like, the rice, yeah? So l'chayra, why do you have to cover with a kli if it's on the floor? And even better, if you don't have a kli, I have a solution. Put it on the floor. No 3-second rule, it's over, it's on the floor. No, that's like, you're not gonna come, there's no shami avalachle anymore. Guy doesn't eat potatoes if it falls on the floor. He doesn't, you have to, I'll introduce to some of these people. If something falls on the floor, anyone, do you have any something? Yeah, okay, Rubber will explain it. What falls on the floor? Of the Klee, so the Klee's on the floor, I don't understand. Ice, okay, so then I know the whole thing you went. So then I have a shot like this. I have a shot like this, no, seriously, one second, I have a shot like this. Oh, Pnei Yeshua asks, you know, the Gemara says after the Vidikas Chametz, you have to hide the Chametz so a Chulda doesn't get to it. Why don't you have that problem over here? Now, what do you worry? What's the Chulda going to do? Chulda's going to put the Chametz somewhere and then what? Some say you'll be able to eat raw. Some say, no, you'll come to eat it. So, then even hektish. And the truth is a whole year. You got to be careful with your hektish. Even though it's Badlaminei, but it shouldn't get mixed up with the other ones. It shouldn't get mixed up. But now there's a major topic over here. Frek the Rishash, Frek the Achiezer. This is a hot topic. What about what? Pnei Yeshua has issue with the chulda. No, the chulda was also on the floor. Don't eat the chulda. What? It's a good kasha. It was a parenthetical interruption. The Rishash asks, what about chametz of hekdish that you are makabel achrayis? Harei, the Gemara says earlier, shel choy ataroya, aval ataroya shel acherim b'shel gavoya. Shel acherim b'shel gavoya. Acherim is a goy, and gavoya is hekdish. The Gemara speaks out, Acherim and Gavoya, that's only if it's like Kibbal Olav HaChrayis. If it's Kibbal Olav HaChrayis, then it's different. And Rashi on Hei Amid Beis, Mefurish says that it's on both. Shel Acherim and Shel Gavoya, Li'isura Ulehateira. There's a Sira, and the answer is, when it's Kibbal Olav HaChrayis, it's different. But the Acherim here, they want to say no. According to the Magid Mishnah and according to the Ritva that we're talking about Chametz Shekibel Olav Achrayas, and on that a Mechitza helps. So then when it fears ice, Hekdesh doesn't need even if he took Achrayas. Why not? Why not? That's a big tumor. Why is there no din of Kibel Olav Achrayas by Hekdesh? So the emphasis is, maybe like Rashi, this is another Rev of Rashi, Lashitase, thank you. Rashi learned the Sugya of Mechitza Asara is by Loi Kibel Olav Achrayas. And the Oisver of Hekdesh also is Loi Kibel Olav Achrayas. Because in a chalam, if it's kibbal olav achrayas, then avada you got to get rid of it. And by hektish also you have to. But if you learn the sugis by kibbal olav achrayas, so I heard an interesting pshat. The emes is even by hektish, when you have chametz of hektish, the din is if you're going to keep it over Pesach, it's going to become aser b'hanah after Pesach. And the eitzah is that after hektish, chametz of hektish that's over olav Pesach is aser. But after Pesach, you return it to Hekdesh. The problem is, if you can return it after Pesach, then you could only return it if it's Be'en, if it's Harei Shechol Lefanecha. If it's not Be'en, then you'll have to pay Hekdesh something else. So then it's Gerim L'Momen. And if it's Gerim L'Momen, we had this kind of kasha before, then the Gerim L'Momen should make that you consider you have to pay it. So the Rasameach comes with a chap like this. There's a lot more than what I'm speaking out, but I want to get one Nakuda, but the Hispilus of the Nakuda. If you steal chametz, you're allowed to return it to the nigzal after Pesach and say Arei Shechol Fanecha. If you have a pekudin of chametz and it's be'en, you're allowed to return it Arei Shechol Fanecha. Are you allowed to return it on Pesach? No. Not on Sukkot Pesach. I'll say Mishnah. No. Why? Because after Pesach, it looks the same. It looks like a roll. It looks like a glus v'yofa, and you return it. On Pesach, you can't return chametz. It's not worth anything in the ganze welt. You can't return it. Only after Pesach. The Chapin says the Arsameya, by chametz of Hekdesh, on Erev Pesach, as the time's getting closer, really you should try to sell it, get rid of it, paid it, something, get rid of it. When it's coming crunch time, or all chametz, why can't you just say, I'm returning it to Hekdesh? Kol hecha de'isa be'gaza de'rachmoni. He said, I'm returning it to Hekdesh. The Teretz is, you can't say, Harei Shechol Lefanecha on Pesach. But at what time are you going to return it to the Hekdesh? So that's the difference between the two sugyas. In the first sugya, you found the chametz that was already on Pesach. In the second sugya that we're doing now, Chemtze Shel Nachri, and then the Imshel Hekdeshu, it doesn't mean Hekdesh of a goy that was chametz. The chametz of Hekdesh, it's on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, chametz of Hekdesh, in the fifth hour, not in the sixth hour. In the fifth hour, there's nothing more to do with Hekdesh anymore. You can't be Machalik Lovim. You don't have those things. So at the fifth hour already, it's time to return it. And at that moment, whether you're aware about it or not, or Sameach says you're doing it, you're returning it to Hekdesh and saying, Kol Hechad Isa Begaz Adirachman Isa. And at that point, you still could say Harei Shechol Lefanecha because it's not Osir Bahanah. And that's why, Imshel Hekdeshu Ein Eit Tzarech. And the Sameach, this is the Einfal, in the previous Gemara, it was Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, and then Rava says in Hekdesh Ein Tzarech. In the second Gemara, Rav Yehuda Marav himself says Hekdesh Ein Tzarech. It's because in the second Gemara, even Rav Yehuda Marav, who holds that the chametz would be usher after Pesach, but since it's still before Pesach, you're able to return it in the fifth hour to Hekdesh, wherever Hekdesh is. Lissikum. Tomorrow, Be'ezer Hashem, we're getting involved in the sugya of Shloishim Yoin, but again, for what we did today, the first half was about Kli. We went back into Kli, but the second half, we got the Mechitza Asara. In a nutshell, we have the three Iker Shittas, whether the concept of Mechitza Asara, like Rashi, is only by Chometz Sheh. Like Kibbal Olav Achrayis, because by Kibbal Olav Achrayis, you have to destroy it. Like the Magen Mishnah, it's only by Chometz Sheh Kibbal Olav Achrayis, because by Like Kibbal Olav Achrayis, it's enough to cover with a Kli. He doesn't hold the difference of 7 days. And the Ritva learns that the Mechitza Asara somehow is by both. And it's serving the same function, Mechaira. The Pella is, the Lashon of the Gemara is Chemtze Shanachri Oysla Mechitza Asara Mishum Heker. Like Rashi, it's Mishum Heker, like the Magen Mishnah, it's not Mishum Heker. The Teretz says he's not Geras Mishum Heker. And probably he's not Geras also the words of Mivdol Dilimine by Hekesh also. The Vard is not as Heker and the Vard is not as Bidilimine. Mistum, he wasn't Geras. Yeah, what's the job? Ah, okay, very good. Very good. Very good.